KC, why do you have KCBOA?
Good evening, Rick. How are you doing tonight?
I just came in from the great outdoors. I got that Dutchman cut and put in place. And now I've got to cut the weather strip for the overhead door.
It's always something, isn't it? You try to fix one thing and find out there's much more problems. I know I did that with a front screen door. My wife wanted a new one on, and I took that off, found the wood beneath that was rotted, took that off, found it was rotted underneath that, took that off, and I had to get into more and more, and it just kept swelling. And so by the time I was done, I had put new windows in the garage, re-insulated, re-sided the garage, and back around to the front of the house just because she wanted a new storm door on the front. So I know how those projects go.
Yes, they definitely snowball and grow, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I can't just, take off when I find out there's stuff underneath that's got to be fixed. So I gotta take it all the way back to the beginning and find out what's wrong and repair it right. So I'm just getting home from work. I had to stop at Jack's. Wife was going to make shrimp fajitas tonight, and she sent me a text just before I left and said, we don't have any shrimp. So it's off to Jack's to get a few groceries here and head home and make dinner yet.
Oh, yes. I stopped at Jack's today myself. Yep. You don't get out of there cheap. That's for sure.
Not anymore. I went to the one on Bay Road. Looks like they're doing some remodeling. So they said the meat counter would be closed on the 12th after like 6 o'clock or something. So they're closing the meat counter. So that would be today. And they were putting in some new racks. What used to be the beer cooler, the beer cave up front, that's now gone. And they're putting in new shelving and things there and whatever else. So they're doing some remodeling at the store.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Something all the time, isn't there? So last night, after the net, I first started working on the internet and getting the router changed over. The next thing I know, I see smoke coming out of the modem. Well, first I noticed the internet quit working. And I see smoke coming out of the modem.
Oh, that's real good. So did the modem just smoke, or did the new router smoke the modem? So, yeah, the chicken or the egg, you know? Well, I'm glad I didn't have that problem. Mine is up and running with the new mesh system, and it seems to be working okay. It works, that's it. Everything's as fast as it was before, and I'm not experiencing at the present time any dropped connections, so that's a good thing.
That is good. Yeah, that's a good thing when you're not getting the dropped connections.
Yeah, I'm hopefully not. When I'm home, everything's turned on. I've got about 50 internet devices in the house. It's kind of like it's just swelled. But now with basically a connected home where we have cameras and wireless plugs and wireless printers and wireless computers and wireless phones and all of that stuff, it adds up. I kind of went room to room to try and figure out what did I have in each room that took an internet connection, and came up with quite a few.
Oh, yes. Yep. And I've got quite a bit of Bluetooth low energy, too, as well. So, yeah, there's quite a bit out there.
So that also kind of leads to the wonder, what does it all do to your health? As well, that you have all of these wireless devices and Bluetooth and devices in the house to, are these contributing to any health issues? Wife and I have both been experiencing bouts of vertigo, so, is that something to think about?
Well, it could be, and keep your power levels set down, too, on that as well. Don't have them up any higher than what you need it. The equipment will last longer, and so will you.
Yeah, that's hopefully the case. All right, I'll let you go do what you got to do. I just pulled in the driveway. I see I need to reprogram the front porch light because that isn't on yet. So my porch light is the last thing in the house that is on the old controller system. The old controller system was a system I've had since back in my Radio Shack days, which was an X10 controller. So I still have one of those controllers working the front porch light. I have a replacement wireless device for that front light, but the box there, it requires both a positive and a negative. I have the positive there for the switch. I don't have a negative, so at some point I've got to get down in the basement and run a negative line, neutral line, basically, up to that box so that I can wire that in and get that off the old system. So, yippee, that's a winter project to have to get down the laundry room and get to, there's an outlet underneath there that I can get and run one. It's just getting to it. So we'll let you go. This is KC8YVF, back over to you, 73. Have a good night.
You too, Ron, as well. And I think I saw something out there. It was a relay that you didn't need to have the neutral on it. So you may want to check that out. I don't know if it was Shelly or just what it was. The other thing is to pay attention to amperage. KCBOA.